Welcome to Maseches Avodah Zarah, Perkei Mishnah Yud, Chapter 5, Mishnah 10. The Mishnah begins, Yain Nesach Shenafal Abar. If a person has wine of a guy that falls into a bar, a large pit, a large vat of kosher wine, Kulai, all the wine that's in the bar, that's in that pit, Asar Ba'anah is prohibited for a person to derive benefit. That's the opinion of the Tanakhama, of the first rabbi in the Mishnah, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel disagrees. He says, Yimachar Kulai Lenachri, a person could sell that entire pit, that entire vat, of wine, except for the amount of the Yayin Nesach, of the non-kosher wine that fell in, that part he can't sell, and he can at least take the money, and he could use it. Let's see one more Mishnah Yud Aleph, Mishnah 11. Just a brief introduction. In those days, if a person had a pit in the ground that they stored wine, so there were different ways that they would make that pit. Either they would make it out of stone, that's one way, or they would make it out of wood, or out of cheres, out of pottery, out of some type of earthenware. The problem is that to seal the pit and make sure that none of the wine seeps out, they would use pitch. Now, pitch tastes disgusting. So when they would produce the pitch and manufacture the pitch, they would mix in wine so already the pitch has some of the taste of the wine so it doesn't give such a pungent taste to the wine that's in the bar. So the Mishnah wonders, Gash shel evan shezip sagoy. Let's say you have a stone pit in the ground, a stone vat. And the guy was Mizape, said he was the one that finished it with the pitch. And we're concerned maybe he used Yayin Nesach in the mixture of the sealing pitch. The Mishnah says, Minagva, there is an Eitzah, there is a solution. He has to rinse it with water and earth, so basically soap. He waits until it dries, Vihitahira, and then it becomes pure, and a Jewish person could put wine in it, and it doesn't become Asar. Vishal Eitz, let's say it was a wooden vat, a wooden pit, that the guy smeared with his finishing pitch. Rabbi Yudah Nasi says, Rabbi Yomer Yenagev, same solution. Soap, water, let it dry, and it's mutter. Rabbi Nacham say no. If it's wood, yikleif es azefes, a person first has to peel off the pitch, then clean it out, because he says that a wooden vat needs a lot of zefes, it needs a lot of pitch, and they would put in more wine than when they would seal off a stone one. Therefore, it's not possible to get out the taste of the pitch unless one peels it off and one cleans it. Vishal cheres, let's say it's a vat, it's a pit of earthenware, afapisha kalafes azefes, even if a person peels off all the pitch, all the tar, arezu asura, it's asur, because the cheres itself ends up absorbing that wine. And even once you peel it off, the wine is still absorbed in cheres, and we know the halacha is that cheres, to get out of cheres, is a difficult, it's much more challenging. The Gemara adds that there is actually a way to rectify even a pit that's made out of cheres, out of earthenware, and that's called irui. He fills it with water for 3 days and empties it each 24 hours, and eventually it becomes permissible as all the wine that's in there seeps into the water, and when he empties the water, it goes out with it. Wishing you a fantastic day and a wonderful rest of your week.